He was the bloke that brought him down under not that long ago, Luke Head, and he's the Live Nation promoter. Luke, good morning.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good. How do you feel about this news this morning?
Oh, I just woke up. I'm on the East Coast. I only woke up to a couple of messages an hour ago. I can't believe it.
What was he like, Luke? Did you get to meet him?
You know what? We didn't speak personally. He's very private. It was just that whole show that we were lucky enough to present in Perth was just like a whirlwind. We only found out about it, 3 weeks before the show. He sent through some notes from his manager on what he wanted to do, and it was himself and a security guard that came out on a private jet. That was it.
That was
everything
it.
Else. Mm. We put it all together for him, and he, he knows what he wants, and we were sort of a little bit nervous about presenting one-man show that had never been designed or done before in an arena like that for 12,500 people. But, I think there's no doubt anyone that was there, one of the, if not the best gigs they've probably ever seen. Luke, he just nailed it.
How many shows did he play here in Perth at the arena?
It was just one.
It was just the one,
Yeah, Paul Dainty presented a bunch of small theatre shows on the East Coast.
That's right. And what about Millsy, the people that then got to see him play at Crown afterwards, at midnight? Remember he did that show where there was about 300 people there. That would have been, Luke, the greatest experience of those people's lives. And now that he's gone, unbelievable memories.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to be there at Crown, and he got to back to the hotel getting ready for the after party, and he sent a note back and asked us to get his keyboard ready and to send it to Crown. So we thought, oh, something's happening here. He got up and he performed a bunch of his old stuff, techno versions, just him and the keyboard. It was remarkable for the few people that were there.
Look, I remember after this concert, the number of people that rang us and said, it's the best concert I've ever been to, and they'd been to Springsteen and a heap of others, so obviously he had a lot of talent.
Yeah, he was remarkable. There's not many people, there's basically, I can't think of anyone else, really, that can sell that many tickets in 13 days. We basically sold 12,500 tickets in 13 days. With no real marketing. It was phenomenal.
Remarkable. We're sadder for his loss, that's for sure. Thanks for sharing some memories with us, Luke. Good on you.
Pleasure, guys. Thank
Luke Heag there, Live Nation promoter who brought Prince here in February.
9221882. Were you one of those lucky enough to see what was ultimately his last Perth concert or that after show? Nick Natanui's just tweeted, so glad I went and saw this legend. He's got a little video clip that he took on his phone earlier this year. Rest in peace to one of the greats. Hashtag Prince. Were you one of them? Mark was there. Mark, you saw his last Perth show?
No, I saw him at the Tokyo Dome in 1992.
Oh, right.
I swear to God, he was just so fantastic. There was about 60,000 people. That's where the baseball stadium, they call it the Big Egg. And, he just had such a presence.
Are you saddened obviously you're saddened by the death of it today?
Of course I am.
Big fan?
Of course I am. I wasn't not really a big fan, my wife is, but he's like he had a few good tunes.
He did indeed.
Sure did. Thanks,
Thanks,
Mark.
Good on you. Well done.
Helen's on the line. Hello, Helen.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, we went to the show. My daughter insisted I go, and it was phenomenal. It was the best show. It was unreal. We went to the after party as well.
You saw in the Crown?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It wasn't even 300 people there. That was unbelievable. We had to wait a while, but we knew he was coming, and we were only 6 feet from him.
Yeah, unbelievable.
He just made everyone come close and just stand.
Wow. So,
it was phenomenal.
So, when you heard the news, how did you feel?
As I said, my daughter, when she wakes up, is going to be devastated. I can't believe it. I mean, he was fantastic. I couldn't believe how good he was. Yeah. It was wonderful.
Helen, thanks for calling through.